From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 14th, 2012. This week, we feature the May 9th, 2012 start of a 42-day, 400-mile walk across Virginia to explore the Commonwealth's water resources and meet people working to protect them. Have a listen for about 3 minutes.
I'm Laurel Woodworth, and I work with the Center for Watershed Protection, and I've got someone else here with me today.
I'm Ryan Williamson. I'm along to just enjoy the ride.
And we're staring over Mountain Lake right now. This is one of our first stops on a walk across Virginia. Ryan's coming along the first couple of weeks, and over the next month and a half, I'll be walking from the New River, where it cuts through the mountains over to West Virginia, down near Narrows, Virginia, walking over the mountains, then through the Piedmont and into the coastal plain to get to Chesapeake Bay and then on to the Atlantic. And I'm doing this partly as a project for myself to learn about some of our great water resources and waterways in Virginia, and also as a way to highlight what we have here. We've got a great state with all kinds of diversity in geography and diversity in ecology and certainly diversity in sort of the cultures that have grown in those different provinces. So I'm taking this month and a half to really learn and see what's out there. As a Virginian, I feel it's somewhat my duty to learn a little bit more about my home state. So I'm really excited about this trip and excited about meeting people that have a great deal of knowledge about what resources we have and some of the ecological significance of the different spots that I'll be coming to during my walk. So Mountain Lake is one of the first stops. Later this morning, we're going to go to the New River.
Sitting here on the banks of New River, under the old sycamore tree, I hear the wind singing out through the treetops.
I'm Laurel Woodworth, right on the banks of the New River near Narrows, Virginia. And I'm just about to start my long trip across the state towards the Atlantic Ocean. Now, it's kind of too bad that we're on the New River in some ways, because if I just followed the river, I'm going to end up on the wrong water body. I'll end up at the Gulf of Mexico. But within a few miles, we'll be crossing over into the James River watershed, and that'll get me on the right track out to the Chesapeake Bay and eventually the Atlantic Ocean. But I didn't want to miss the New River watershed. That's a big part of what Virginia is all about, and I'm excited to be starting here. It's a beautiful river, slow moving, and probably moving at about the same pace that I'll be walking. So I'm ready to go.
Laurel plans to reach Northampton County's Hog Island and the Atlantic Ocean on June 19th. You can follow her walk across Virginia at walkacrossvirginia.blogspot.com. Thanks to Whitetop Mountain Band and R. Hooley Records for permission to use excerpts from the song Banks of New River. And good luck, Laurel! For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org. Or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.